Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we are continuing our conversation with Trainer Joe, Joe Oligus. Did I say it right, Joe?
Pretty close. Oligus. But some people actually think my first name is Trainer and my last name is Joe, so good enough.
We're continuing our conversations. You can tell we're having a lot of fun, even though it's a topic that can be a little bit painful to people. We're talking about how you can be healthy and how you can lose weight. Had a great first session yesterday with Trainer Joe, and so if you happen to miss that, I want to encourage you to go to our website. You can find it simply at hopeishere.today. That is hopeishere.today. These are just 14-minute programs, and so I know a lot of people with summertime coming up, going to the lake and the pool, would like to drop a few pounds, and so we talked a little bit yesterday about Trainer Joe and just about why people are overweight, so there's just lots of good stuff, so go check out yesterday's podcast at hopeishere.today. To find out more about Trainer Joe, go to his website. It's simply Trainer, that's T-R-A-I-N-E-R-S, trainerjoes.com. Joe, we talked yesterday about, you know, why people are overweight and some of the things that cause that, and how a lot of us have become guilty. I know I have at times of, instead of us owning food, food owns us.
Right.
Yet, the good news is that, you know, you really are interested in helping people get on the solution side of things. But share with our listeners a little bit how you got involved in, you know, starting this program.
Yeah, we started, Greg, in 2011. I had been in the insurance business for a lot of years, even was selling Christian books in my early sales career and did a lot of things. And it's interesting how God will use things to get us where we are, and sometimes not the way we'd have thought. But after a long career in different sales jobs, I transitioned in 2011 to do this. It was interesting. I heard a preacher early in doing this, and he said, as you're trying to figure out what God wants you to do, he said, don't be surprised if you find that the thing that ticks you off is also the thing that makes you tick. And I thought, oh my goodness, that kind of sounds like me, because really it bothered me that I had so many friends and family members and church friends and people in leadership that really struggled with this. And I felt like, man, this is getting the best of them. A lot of them on meds and having heart attacks and dying, and or just saying, you know, I guess I'm just going to be 20, 30, 50 pounds overweight, whatever it was. And I kind of had this sense that, you know, that probably doesn't have to be that way. And I began to learn and study and get into this. And man, I'm just excited whenever I meet somebody or I'm with a group of people. I typically will tell them, hey, it's just a matter of weeks or months. You can be where you want to be. You grab a hold of this, and I'm always so excited, and we've got plenty of examples of that. I'm pretty much an evidence-based guy. You can try all these plans and formulas and ideas, and find one that works, great. I have learned that the things that we do work. You can not like it. You can disagree with aspects of it. But the bottom line is, I tell people, if you do what I tell you to do, you're going to love the results. And we've even started recently doing a money-back guarantee. You're going to lose 10 pounds if you do this, because I realize if they do this, they're going to like what happens.
Well, I did it about 3 years ago and lost 14 pounds, and unfortunately, did not have enough discipline to do it 100%, or I could have lost probably 24, but man, even at 14, I made a huge difference. And you're just kind of using this, obviously, this 21 Days of Transformation, the program that you put together, you're just trying to help people get jump-started, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit like if somebody's going to join the Army, you've decided, hey, I'm joining the Army. You know, and for folks that come to me, what I hope is that they've decided, you know what, I'm going to lose weight and live different and keep the weight off. So it's like, okay, well, let's go to basic training. I'm going to teach you some things. We're going to get detached from what you've become very comfortable with, your go-to. We're going to allow that to change. I had a guy, actually a pastor, call me 3 weeks ago, and he said, Joe, he said he was surprised I answered the phone. He said, can you help an old crusty preacher lose 100 pounds? And I was like, I already love the attitude. I'm like, yes, I can. You know, let's do it. And it's funny because yesterday was his day 21. He's lost 21 pounds in 21 days. Now, I would have to say that his soil, his preparation, he was ready. Not everybody is at that place. And I'm okay with that. I don't care how fast somebody loses the weight. I do care that they're going in the right direction. And a lot of people I find get frustrated and down because they're like, man, this is work. This is hard. And one of the things I want to help them understand is, yeah, it is. And just because it's hard doesn't mean you should say, so I'm not going to do it. Because, Greg, if you think about it, when do we have a testimony?
After we pass the test.
Yeah, it's going to be a test. And to me, yeah, this is hard. There's a daily choice in this. And our culture says, treat yourself. And I think what God is saying is deny yourself. You know, learn how to do that. And there's actually joy and reward and pleasure in the daily figuring out how he wants us to do that. And in this area, when I see somebody that's lost 10 pounds or 30 pounds or 120 pounds, in the end, they have a testimony. Not because it was easy, not because it came natural, but because it didn't. Because they had to look up. You know, they had to say, God, help me. They had to pray. They had to get grace from God to do it. Otherwise, you don't have a testimony. So I feel like people that catch on to this, it's not they don't go around bragging about what they did. They're like, man, I needed help for that.
Well, we're talking with Trainer Joe, and some of you are like, man, I want to get on this 21 Days of Transformation. And we'll let you know that he's got one of these classes coming up that I went through. It's 21 days. It's going to be starting on Monday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. It's at the Strong Fitness Shop that's on Harrodsburg Road there, just right before Southland Christian Church next to the Kroger. And they also will be you'll be meeting on Mondays and Thursday nights there just for three weeks.
It's a little more than 21 days the way we've set it up to get the 8 sessions in. It'll be about 24 days start to finish, so it's actually 4 weeks start to finish.
And it's just awesome. I've been through the classes. You learn so much. And Joe likes to have a lot of fun with them. And if you go online to register, which you can go to the website, trainerjoes.com, and register, and you let them know there's going to be a promo code called HOPE, H-O-P-E, HOPE, and you'll get $25 off of the 21 Days of Transformation. So I really want to encourage you to take advantage of that. But, Joe, one of the things I love these classes that I've been through, the 21 Days of Transformation class, that only take an hour, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Monday, Thursday nights. But you like to have a lot of fun, and you played this game called Family Feud that a lot of us are aware of. Very popular over the years. Steve Harvey's now the host. But and the question for our Family Feud game was the top 8 reasons people give that they don't exercise or lose weight. And Joe, you even gave prizes to the first 4 people who got correct answers. So I know our listeners want to know, what are the top 8 reasons? Number eight
is, and yeah, like you put it, these are the excuses we give or the reasons we can't lose weight. And number 8 was because I have health issues. You know, I've got a knee injury, I've got a back problem, and those things certainly make it more difficult to get healthy. But the point of all of these, as we kind of give a quick rundown of them, is that how many excuses do we need not to do this? You know, we need one. And if you've got one that you're going to hang your hat on, well, you've got enough excuses not to get it done. So in addition to just addressing these, we're addressing how we tend to look for excuses rather than a reason to do it. You know, so our reason for doing this needs to be bigger than our excuses. And so that one, we have health issues. And I remember hearing a story about a young man that had some health problems, and he went to the doctor, and he was in high school, and he told his mom and the young man, hey, you're not going to be able to play sports because of this. It was a disease or something that he had. And the doctor said, you can't do football, basketball, baseball, soccer, none of that. And the young man said, well, doc, what can I do? He said, well, you can swim. You know, and we need to have that attitude. What can you do? Because there may be things you can't do, and you're going to have to work around it. And that's the way life is, and it's no different here. If you're fortunate enough where you have no health problems and you're not exercising, okay, we got to do another issue there, you know. One more quick thing on that, and I know I'll probably go too long on this, but I was at a diabetes expo. I was there doing part of the offering my services, and a lady walked up and said, hey, I'm interested in your program, but you need to know if it involves any exercise, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that because I just don't have time. And in my mind, I didn't say it out loud, but in my mind, I was like, well, welcome to the Diabetes Expo. You're right where you need to be, and you'll probably be here next year. You know, we got to have a mindset change on whether we have time to, and I'm moving on to another one of these answers here, but anyway, if we have a bad ankle, a hurt knee, or a sore back, and we think that means we can't exercise, well, we need to change our mindset.
Well, and that's one of the things that you really helped. I know me and many, many others have had several friends that have gone through the 21 days of transformation, and you obviously your challenges, but you encourage us also. Other reasons that people give is no willpower or healthy food is expensive. Talk about those reasons that people give why they can't lose weight.
Yeah, and there are those that feel like, man, I don't have enough willpower. And again, I tell them, you know what? If you do this and you had not much willpower, well, then you got a better testimony. You know, we hear the stories about those that grew up without a mom, without a dad, in a poor neighborhood, and they made something of themselves, or God blessed them in that way. Well, they got a testimony. If it was easy and you had plenty of willpower, well, what credit do you get for that? You know, so yeah, it's going to be hard. You're going to feel like you don't have enough, but the truth is you do. You got enough willpower. Healthy food may seem expensive, but when you're doing it right, you're probably eating a lot less. And the not having to go to the doctor as much and get on those meds, you know, people can come up with these answers themselves. They don't need me to say it, and that's part of it. That's why I'm asking them to answer these questions, because you've got to own this. You know what? And then the number five, lack of support, is kind of like the no willpower. And we get down to the top four, Greg. Number four I hear so often, and it's the slow metabolism. And it's funny because I was at a gathering one time, and everybody was just having fun, and it was a church group gathering, and I heard one lady saying that, you know, she said, when I turned 50, I started gaining weight, and all went straight to my belly. You know, everybody's always, straight to my belly. And it was funny because later that evening, out come the chips and salsa and cheese, and she was enjoying them with everybody else, and I'm not being hard on her. I'm just saying, you know, this is more the reality. And as we're sitting there and snacking, I'm sure she's thinking, well, everybody else is having cheese and chips and salsa, why can't I? And I'm thinking, well, you can, but you might want to quit complaining about your metabolism, because it ain't the metabolism, it's the chips. And that's, I'm going to put that on a shirt. It's not your metabolism, it's the chips.
It's so great, and I'm laughing because I've heard you say that in class. And I want to go back to number five, lack of support, real quick. You know, you're right. To do it by yourself can be challenging. You can do it, but that's why I like your classes, because you got a group of people together that are having the same mindset for only 24 days. You're seeing them twice a week, and yeah, you know, you're kind of in it together. So you totally eliminate that excuse right there.
That's a big one. Yeah, let's do this together so you have support. And sometimes we don't have it at home. You know, there's not somebody else into this. So we do help you with that.
All right. Number three was just big bone. Number two was stress, emotional eating, which I'm guilty of that. I know some people, they don't eat. I'm a stress eater. But once again, we're just giving excuses, aren't we?
Well, you know, I don't mean to say, I think all of these have some merit, you know, and all of them can make it harder. And for some people, this is harder than it is for others. And I would just say, you know, that's, everybody's got an issue. I think everybody has an issue. And some of us, it's food, and some of us, it's other things. And if it's food, we're going to have to learn how to deal with stress in the way God wants us to deal with stress. And I just believe that He's provided the grace there that we don't have to turn to anything but Him in those stressful situations. And it's learning how to do that. So we talk about that, and we help with that. God didn't say, when you're stressed, I want you to eat pizza and drink margaritas. You know, that's not His solution for our bad week. And we've decided there's certain things we just won't do, and that needs to be one of them that we won't do.
All right. Well, we're going to say the number one reason why people say they don't exercise or can't lose weight till tomorrow. So I want to encourage you to tune in again with us on Hope Is Here. Invite a friend, or if you tuned in late, you're like, man, this is great stuff. Go to our website, hopeishere.today, and you can hear that. I also want to remind you, you can sign up for one of Trainer Joe's 21-day transformation sessions by going online to his website, trainerjoes.com, one starting May 7th at 7:30 p.m. And if you use the promo code HOPE, H-O-P-E, you'll get $25 off the 21 days of transformation. That's Trainer, T-R-A-I-N, trainerjoes.com. Tune in tomorrow with us on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.